Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim daf Samach Tes. We're starting about the third line with the words Amar Biyechanan and Vilcher's daf. It's all the way at the end of Nuchas Amar Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarbas Biyakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah is discussing a young couple right after the marriage. It tells us Holcha Regel Rishon Lasa Beis Aviyah. She's the first yontif. If she goes to her father's house and her father shechel Pesach for her, and her husband also shechel Pesach for her, she could eat from whoever she wants. Meaning, if she wants, she could eat from her father's Karim Pesach. So Amar Biyechanan explains Beregel Redufin Shanu. We're talking about Regel Redufin. The question is, Ezu Regel Dufin. What does it mean, Regel Redufin? Which literally means the Yontif of chasing. What is this Yontif of chasing? So Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, he explains, Zag Regel Rishon, Shavir Reutfel, Beis Baila. This referring to the first Yontif. She goes back to her father's house, and he has to chase her back to her husband's house, because this is the first Yontif after she got married. She misses her own home, and she doesn't want to leave and go back to her husband, so her father has to, so to speak, chase her out. Now, another understanding is that she's Redufa Leilich Lebeis Avia. She's running to go back to her father's house, but again, it's the same idea. It's because it's right after her marriage, and she goes back home for that first yontif. And so it's in this situation, the Mishnah is telling us, when she went back for this first yontif, and her father shechel the Karim Pesach of her, and her husband did as well, she could eat from her father's if she wants. It's not automatically assumed that she's going to be part of her husband's. But now we ask a series of questions. Loy halcha regel rishon, regel sheni ma'u she'yasu regel redufin. Let's say she didn't end up going the first yontif, and his parents decided, you know, we're going to fly you guys into Eretz Yisrael with us, and so she only ended up going to her parents the second yontif of her marriage, which turned out to be Pesach. Do we say that that's considered regel redufin, or is it only dafka the first yontif? And even if you want to say it's not dafka the first yontif, even the second yontif is considered regular dufin, do we say that la'olim yeshel regular dufin, they could always be considered regular dufin, that for whatever reason, let's say she didn't end up going the first or second or third or even fourth yontif, do we say that the first yontif after her marriage that she ends up going to her parents' house, that that's considered regular dufin, and if her father shechel the Karim Pesach for her, she could eat from it, or maybe it's only the first or second one? And here's another question: almana ma'u shehel regular dufin. What about an almana? Does she have this concept of regular dufin? She already left her father's house. She got married the first time, so she's already being used to out of her parents' house, and then Loyalenu, her first husband, passed away, and then she got remarried, and now she's going back to her parents' house after her new marriage. Would we say that's regular dufin? Or no, she's an almana, she's already out of her parents' house, maybe that's not regular dufin. So the Gemara suggests Nishmim and Adulsman from the following. What does the Mishnah say? Halcha regular rishon lasu beis aviya. It was very wordy, it's extraneous, it doesn't have to say she went the first yontif to do it in her father's house. Why doesn't it just say the first yontif she could eat from whoever she wants? Why does it have to say she went the first yontif, so on and so forth? We can learn one of two things from here. Ayadamar, either it tells us that la'olam yesh la regular dufin, that she always has this regular dufin, even if it's not the first yontif after her marriage, it's just the first yontif that she happens to be going to her father's house. Ayadamar, or it could tell us that almana yesh la regular dufin, then almana doesn't have regular dufin, again, because of this extra lashon, halcha regular rishon, even if she's an almana. However, not a raya, says the Gemara. Amar Biyasar Rabboni, Biyasar says, tifter, we could explain the what's the Mishnah talking about, sheyesh la banim, where she has children, or she has a child, take out the next words from the girsa, and vestam, the standard understanding is, that a woman wants to, so to speak, protest and say, that I want to eat with my children. In other words, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban is saying that really the Mishnah is talking about the first yontif only and not an almana either. And so there's no regular dufin by regal 2, 3, or 4, and there's no regular dufin by an almana. And so we have to explain what's with this extra wording of halcha regular rishon. It's highlighting a particular case where she had a child already by that first yontif. And that is a possibility because it could be that she got married right after Sukkot. It was a leap year, so there was actually 7 months until Pesach, and she gave birth in the seventh month. So she already has a child by that first yontif, and the standard assumption is that she wants to eat with her child and not with her father. So technically, it could be viewed as if she's being meicha, I don't want to eat with my father. That's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, kamash malon. Since, in fact, she was holcha regel rishon, she did go that first yontif to her father, that's showing us that she's not making this macha, and she could eat from her father if she wants. Now the Gemara continues discussing whether or not a Karim Pesach for women is even a chayv. So Amar Blazer says, Pischon shal nashim rishos, but v'tachnal avas haShabbos. The Karim Pesach of women is just a rishos, they don't have a chayv to bring it. However, it still is doicha Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bracha says, B'shem Blazer, taking this a step further, Samach Tesson based on top, Pischon shal nashim v'shel avadim rishos kol shekein. The Pesach of women and of avadim is for sure rishos. However, v'tachnal avas haShabbos, even so, it's doicha Shabbos. Now the question is, Matzosan mahi, what about the chiv of women to eat matzah the first night of Pesach? Is that a chayv or not? So Blazer Amar chayva, he says it's a chayv. Whereas Rabbi Zeir Amar Zeir says, Machlaikas, that's Rabbi Girsa, it's Machlaikas Tanaim. And Rabbi Hila says, Dirakol, everyone agrees on it. And Masnisim Sayaladin, we have a brisa that's right for this one and for that one. Masnisim Sayal Rabbi Zeir, we have a brisa which is right for Rabbi Zeir. The brisa tells us as follows, Chazeres, which literally means lettuce, it's referring to Maror, Matzah, Upesach, Laila Harisha and Chayva, Ushar Kalyam Rashos, the Mar Matzah and Pesach, the first night is a Chayv, the rest of the day is a Rashos. Now we have to add into the Girsa that Rabbi Shimon says, Ba'anashim Chayva, Ba'anashim Rashos, for men it's a Chayv, but for women it's a Rashos. So here here we have a raya for Reb Zeira that it's a machlekes. We see this machlekes tanaim whether or not it's rishus or chayva. And masnis misal Reb Hila. The following brass is raya for Reb Hila that says in the pasuk loisuch al of chametz shivas yom techa al of matzis lechem oini. Don't eat chametz on it for 7 days. You should eat matzah. What do we learn from here? Esru b'bal techa chametz harehu komachal matzah. Whoever has the iser of eating chametz over Pesach, they have a chiyuv to eat matzah. And v'nasha mahal v'hein b'bal techa chametz. Women, since they have an iser of eating chametz harehu komachal matzah, they have a chiyuv of eating matzah. Ask the Gemara of Tanina, and we have a Mishnah that says, "Kol mitzvah seisha is man grama, any time bound mitzvah, ha anoshim chayavim v'anoshim peturais. Men are chayav and women are pater." We know this is a classic concept all throughout Shas that anything which is a time bound mitzvah, that you have a specific amount of time to do it, that's a mitzvah seisha is man grama, women are pater. And matzah is mitzvah seisha is man grama, you only eat it the first night or throughout Pesach, and therefore they wouldn't have a chiyav to do so. And the Mishnah doesn't specifically say, except for matzah, that women have a chiyav to eat matzah. So how do we understand this? So Rav Mani answers, "Chayim he mitzvah seishi ba mikayich b'leisa say." A mitzvah say that comes from a lois say is much more chamur, and that women are chayven. And as we just explained before, the chiv of eating matzah is linked to the iser of eating chametz. And since women are aser de chametz, they have a chiv to eat matzah, even though it's a mitzvah say shas magrama. Now, once the Gemara had this discussion regarding women being chayven karm Pesach, we now bring a whole discussion from a seches chala, which brought up this concept as well. And there was a whole story over there where somebody named Yosef HaKayin brought his children and his wife up to Yerushalayim to bring Pesach Sheni, and the Chachamim turned him away. So now we explain why the Chachamim turning him away. Va'asu k'manda Amar. This goes like the manda Amar. Pischon shel nashim rishos. The Karam Pesach of women is rishos. And where do we get this from? Tani, we have a brisa. Ha'isha aisa Pesach rishon la'atzma. A woman could do Pesach rishon for herself. That's because she has a chiv da'iras to do Pesach rishon. Va'sheni tfeil la'cherim. But Pesach sheni, she would have to attach herself to other people. If there's others doing Pesach sheni, she could join with them. If not, she can't bring it on her own. Divrei Meir, that's her mayor's opinion. Or Rabbi Yisrael says ha'isha aisa Pesach sheni la'atzma. A woman could even bring Pesach Sheni by herself, afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos, it's Deicha Shabbos, if ain't Sar Chloimer Rishon, and you don't even have to say Pesach Rishon she can bring by herself, of course, because she's Chayv in both, according to Rabbi Yisrael. And Rav Shimon Elazar says, Ha'isha Aisa Pesach Rishon Tfeil Acherim, even regards to Pesach Rishon, a woman is only able to do it if she's along with other people, she can't bring it by herself, and Ve'ena Aisa Pesach Sheni, she doesn't bring Pesach Sheni at all, because she has no Chayv whatsoever, has nothing to do with her, and that's what the Chum and Mishnah were going like Rav Shimon Elazar, and that's why they turned Yosef HaKayin away with his wife doing Pesach Sheni, because women don't do Pesach Sheni. Now we explain, Matam and Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's source? And the answer is because we have a pasuk. Let's just quote the whole pasuk. It says, Ish sel beis avos, sel abayis. Each man a seh for beis avos, for the household, sel abayis, a sheep for the house. Now we're understanding this referring to Pesach Sheni, and everyone understands that the second part of the pasuk, sel abayis, referring to his wife, because bayis, which literally means house, often is referring to a person's wife. And so this is how Rav Meir understands the pasuk. Ish sel beis avos, each man, he could bring Pesach Sheni, and sel abayis is understood as imratzu labayis. If they want, it could be brought for the house, which means Pesach Sheni for women is a rishos. Now, matam Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi's reason? So he explains differently. Ish selabes avos, a man brings Pesach Sheni, kol shekin labayis, and for sure, a woman brings Pesach Sheni. And matam Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that's a proper gear. So what's Rabbi Shimon Elazar's reason? That's because the pasuk says ish, and we learn from here, loy isha, not a woman. Ish selabes avos, selabayis, meaning only a man brings Pesach Sheni and not a woman. So the question is, mama kamen rabban and ish, how do the first three rabban understand ish? Because they're not excluding a woman. The answer is prat l'katan. It's excluding a katan. Namely, if a katan becomes bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Sheni, he does not have to bring Pesach Sheni. Now, Rabbi Yonah gives another understanding why the Chum turned Yosef HaKayin away with his wife from doing Pesach Sheni. Afilu k'manda Amar chayva. That's a proper girsa. Even according to the manda Amar, the Pesach Rishon for women is a chayv and Pesach Sheni is a rishos. The reason why they turned them away is because Shanihi, this case is different. Shadavar musoyim shalik ba'davar chayva. The Chum didn't want to establish it as a chayv. Since Yosef HaKayin was a very chashev person, if they accepted his wife's Pesach Sheni, people would say, oh, women have to bring Pesach Sheni, and it's not true. It's at best a Rishus according to this Manda Amar, and therefore they didn't want to establish as a Chayv, so they turned them away. We go to the next part of the Mishnah, which has said, Yasam Shachtu Al Vapachrapin, Yechon Makam Shuroitza. We have Yasam, an orphan, and he has managers, he has a Pachrapin, he has people taking care of him, and both of his Apachrapin Shechle Karam Pesach for him, he could eat from whomever he wants. The Gemara clarifies, Masiso, Yasam Katan. The Mishnah is talking about a Yasam who's a Katan, who's automatically part of his Apachrapin, and therefore he could choose whichever he wants to eat from. Aval Yasam Gadol, but if it's Yasam Gadol, he's already above bar mitzvah. So even though he's still being managed and he's being taken care of by the apotropin, they are somewhat like his father, if you will, and he's part of the Karam Pesach automatically, he doesn't have the ability to choose which one he wants to go to. It's like he registered himself to two psachim simultaneously. And what's the halach over there? The Tanya Ruchia teaches, one who's registered to two different psachim, he has to eat from the one that was shechted first. And so in this case, where we have a Yasam Gadol, who has has two apachapin, the shechted a karm pesach for him, which everyone shechted it first, that's whom he has to eat it by. And I know Ralph on top, Amar Yisrael says, Masnisa Amar Kain, we learn this from the next Mishnah, which we'll see at the bottom of the Amud. What does it say? Shachad gedi utaleh, yoichum in a rishon. If he shechted both animals, a gedi and a taleh, so he eats from the first one that was shechted. And it's the same thing by Yasim Gadol. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.